enjoyed that reading a couple of times. I've read it through over and over. It really, I think, brings those two aspects of practice together in some way. If you look at it from like the Eightfold Path, they're bringing marrying right view with right intention. Process of how we develop the mind through skillful cause and effect, you know, the creation of good actions, karma, with its results, you know, the fact that they do, actions have results, and that we can reshape our emotional reactivity into skillful emotions, the Brahma-viharas being skillful emotions, and kind of marrying that with right intention, how to develop the mind with the qualities of goodwill and compassion, as well as the other Brahma-viharas. And so it kind of gives the basis for being able to do that, the results that will happen, and then kind of the fact that there are skillful tools to actually do that. Because sometimes in retreat settings and things, you often see like a separation of vipassana and metta. You know, there's the vipassana practice in the beginning, and then the last day it's sort of like, okay, now we'll do some metta. Put the whipped cream on top. But they really, are much more intertwined as development of skillful attitudes that support the basis of insight, and vice versa.